there's a powerful passage in the book of James, chapter 1. It begins in verse 14, and this is really important if you want to live any kind of victorious life with God. Listen to this. But each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. Then when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, brings forth death. Do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. You know, it has never been safe to sin, not even a little bit. There's something about caving into temptation that establishes a pattern in your life. Once you cave in once, it's easier to do it the second time. And after a while, you've blazed a remarkably well-used trail through the neural pathways of your mind. And I know that some sins seem worse than others. There really do appear to be different magnitudes of transgression because God often speaks about the sinfulness of different groups of people reaching some sort of an apex. But when you study this passage in James carefully, you start to get the sense that there really is no such thing as a minor sin, because all of them start you down the path to spiritual ruin. I remember stepping into the water at a boat ramp once, thinking that if I took my shoes and socks off, I could afford to wade out just a little ways and let the water come up past my ankles. But what I didn't count on was the slick coat of algae that covered the boat ramp. So the minute I took my first step, I slid all the way into the lake. And it's a little like that with the careful little indulgences that we plan for ourselves. Sometimes it's hard to see the harm in just a little bit of rule bending. But what we can't see from the surface is the slick coat of algae plastered against the bottom. And what starts as a little thing quickly leads to a situation where you're drenched from head to toe. According to the words of the Bible, there is never a good time to sin. And now that the world is moving closer and closer to its final events, that becomes particularly true. Bible prophecy shows this massive polarization taking place in the final moments before Jesus comes. There are only two camps: those who are firmly planted in the love and character of Christ, and those who throw their allegiance behind the last day coalition of darkness. There is no middle ground, and there are no fence sitters. So it becomes all the more important to carefully guard the avenues to your heart and mind. The slippery slope of sin is getting steeper with every passing generation, and you might not have time to recover. Let's face it, it's never been worth the trouble to fool around with things we know are clearly outside the will of God, and that's more true now than it's ever been. I know that means that sometimes believers have to be willing to look different and stand apart from the crowd, and that can be uncomfortable. But on the final day, when all is said and done, you know that all those people who refuse to understand are going to discover that you really did have a better way to live.